Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon to Upper Echelon. I am your host, Hills the Best, on Hills a Legend Show on this beautiful June the 3rd, the first Friday in the month of June. Can you believe we are already halfway through 2016? But for more importantly, us Madden nerds, we're about 2 months away from the start of a new Madden, which is even more exciting. We just concluded another season up in Upper Echelon, a great season, a fantastic playoff run. With a lot of great games during the postseason. And I just want to commend the other 11 guys that made the postseason this year. Guys did a wonderful, wonderful job, and I just want to congratulate them on that. Congratulate my little brother KT on another wonderful game in the Super Bowl. It was a heavyweight battle back and forth, and we just squeaked out a victory. 28-17 was the final score, but the game was a lot closer than the score indicated. With all that out the way, I just want to make a show to let everyone know that Hill's the Best step away from Upper Echelon and sit back and enjoy my family. We had a magical run with the Titans. Four consecutive Super Bowl, three Super Bowl titles. We've done it all. Eight division championships, AFC South. I dominated the AFC South. Sifu, you didn't stand a chance to even compete with me. We've done it all. We've completed every task that it is to be completed as the owner. We have the greatest head coach of all time in Ken Whisenhunt. He's number one in the head coach legacy, if you want to check that out. Thing else we've done that we want to do. And I just want to humbly leave the league, not as a person that feels like is the league is could not survive without me. But I want to step down and allow other guys to get an opportunity to represent Upper Echelon for our league so we can our recruiting next offseason could be a lot better as well. I just want to step down. That's not meaning that I'm leaving. in any capacity that I'm not going to be able to help out in any shape, form that I can. It's just going to be a lot of time-consuming things going on in the summer. A lot of you might not know. A few of them do KT, DJM, Ty, UPT also. During the summertime, school is out down here where I'm from in South Carolina, and I take good pride and great pride time underprivileged kids in the basketball organization. And I've been blessed with so many kids throughout the years. It's going on my eighth year doing it in the summertime. Might be ninth, I can't even keep track. It's been a long time, but I coach at least four teams almost every year. So it's just going to be a lot of time consuming from working and practices and the games and just trying to be there for my kids and mentoring as well. It's just going to be very time consuming, so I'm not going to hold the league up with trying to play games, trying to schedule games and cramming it in 30 minutes that'll pressure me into stuff that I don't want to be doing. So I'm going to step back because I do want to see other guys flourish in this league because this league is awesome, it's great, and it's not great because he was the best, it's the champ. The league is great because we have great parity. We have 20 solid guys. Not we have 32 wonderful owners, and we have 20 really solid guys that make it so competitive. And the 32 guys, we have so many active users, and I just want to commend each and every one of you for all that you have brought to Upper Echelon this year. Just want to go by and thank a few people while I'm doing the speech. I just want to thank the Chiefs for being active, Carlos, the Falcons for being active, Clemmy, Richie, Ditto, my nephew, Smooth, Ray Smooth, as y'all like to call him. I call him Rain Smooth. One of my security guards, Ill Will, Trishan, Wade, Maurice down there in Greensboro, my boy Lace. Sorry about the delay. We had a misconception. Anyway, my good friend, Mr. Prez, Austin, Sifu, the Rams owner, Gold Sticks, UPT, Squiddy, AJ, came back in the league very active. The Texans for bringing in Maurice and the Rams. My brother KT, Trap, another good close friend of mine, Ty, and Colin, you have been active ever since you came in the league as well. I just want to thank each and every one of you for successful seasons in Upper Echelon. I want to thank my brother Fly. He was in here for a while. My other cousin Twin, he was in there for a while as well. Just want to thank those guys for appreciation, the passion, the energy that made Upper Echelon so wonderful. I just want to thank you for all that you have done for the league. If you're just now joining us, this is Hill's a Legend Show. I'm Hill's the Best. And this is my retirement speech. Just stepping down, burnt out, hashtag burnt out, hashtag done it all, hashtag Charlie Love Dane. We're just very humble right now, very excited for the new challenges that bring to the league. And with me stepping down, I think we will have an opportunity to have different champions out the AFC, a different champion, and a different Super Bowl champ. And I just want to see more parity in the league. I just quite frankly, I'm just head and shoulders better than most right now. And I'm at the top of my game, and there's no one that's going to beat me. The only way I stop winning is I stop myself from winning. And I mean that in the utmost respectful way that is possible. But I do want to give a personal shout-out to some personal players real quickly. I want to thank Austin, the Patriots owner, back in season three, but it was actually our second playoff. We called it UE2 because the second season was filmed by Fly by accident. Austin beat me in the divisional round playoff game, and he woke me up that night. Austin, I thank you for waking the Tennessee Titans up that night and that ensuing offseason, I want to thank the Rams for trading with me, and I was allowed to get Mr. Barkley, Charles Barkley's nephew, Corey Barkley, who has been a stud ever since he stepped in Tennessee. I just want to thank you for making that trade with me as well. I also want to give a good shout out to my brother, Prez, who has started his own league, and he is shining so bright. He is a good guy, a wonderful a personality, a very charismatic. He's a, but I want to thank him for bringing the inner beast out of me when he proceeded to motion his guy out and run the little corner route, the little things that him and KT like to do now. He woke me up to a whole new level of stop letting BS go. Stop letting people just get cheap stuff and destroying your opponents when you have a chance. Prayers, thank you for waking that fire up in me. And that I never looked back since. And I am thankful that that happened as well. Sifu, I want to thank you for the DMs that you used to challenge me and tell me what you was going to do. Of course, you never did. But I want to thank you for that motivation that you kept. You kept me going when I wanted to just lay down and not want to drive myself and push myself. You gave me that, and I'm thankful for that as well. But all jokes aside, we are going into our off-season. We're in our off-season now. The off-season schedule was a little drawn out. I hear a lot of complaints and grumbling, and we do. I want to be the one that takes all the blame, not DJM, not no one else. In the committee, I should have done a better job of communicating with other guys about the situation. We have a wonderful class out there in free agency as well, so go ahead and check that out. But with that being said, DJM, UPT, KT, Austin, and Chris, they are going to do a wonderful job to continue on spearheading this final season. Well, not this final season, but this push, getting closer and closer to Madden 17. Which we will hopefully, if it's in the Lord's will, we'll still be pumping upper echelon at Madden 17. With that being said, please, if you're gonna join us again next season, we will have a little process that we're gonna try to go through with things. Money's gonna be involved. I'm gonna need a little money in my pocket for the things that we're gonna do. But we will try to evolve upper echelon next season. Maybe some trophies. Maybe some different type of things that you can show off to your friends in the community for being so loyal to upper echelon. But we're excited. The draft is going to be Sunday around 8. Games of Thrones, put it on your VCR. You'll be fine. I think you'll be okay with that. And then after that, I'm going to sit back and enjoy the action. I want to see someone that's from the AFC represent the AFC in a wonderful way. And hopefully we'll see a different guy from the NFC in the Super Bowl side, KT. But upper echelon is the apple of my eye. Upper Echelon is a wonderful league, league that I was co-founding with my good friend DJM. Used to be my ace, but now I want to slap the tape. Now I ain't going to spend no past the choice. But seriously, we're just happy that Upper Echelon is good as it is right now. And I'm looking forward to seeing an exciting season of Madden football. And Upper Echelon, just eager to see who's going to come out and represent the AFC in the Super Bowl this season, because the Tennessee Titans will not be representing AFC anymore in the Super Bowl under this Madden format. Have a wonderful day. Get your trades in. Remember, we will be looking at trades, getting it, a review, check, whatever you need to do. Make sure you DM me, DJM, UPT, KT, Austin, and Chris. DM those guys, and they'll get everything taken care of. Y'all have a good day. Get these trades in. It's all about the UE, and he'll